We've spoken about a number of times over Shabbos. A famous question with different mahalchim. For those who are afraid I'm going to repeat myself, I won't. Try not to. It's a famous question which I've spoken in many different frameworks. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shaar HaTshuva that there are different times in a person's life where a person has to do tshuva. Could be when a person ages, could be when a person has yisurim. But he says in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Dirsh Hashem b'motzei k'ru b'yoseh kar, a person has to do tshuva. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, a person's chayav to do tshuva, a person could do tshuva. So the question is, spoken about a number of times over Shabbos, we're in Rosh Hashanah, which is 20% of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, where is the Avodas HaTshuva in Rosh Hashanah? We don't talk about chet, we don't do vidui, we don't ask for kapara. The pasuk in Parashas Ekev, Ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokech Asher Me'imach, Kim Li Yiras Hashem Elokech V'Lo Lechus B'Chol Derochav. The Eibishter says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, what does the Eibishter want from you? Ati Yisrael, what does the Eibishter want? Kim Li Yiras Hashem Elokech, you should have Yiras Shemayim. There's a Medrash in Tehillim. Medrash in Tehillim in Kapitel Kuf. That the word va'ata, which means now, is a lashon of tshuva. Va'ata means now. Now you can do tshuva. Now you can transform yourself. Now you can change yourself. Now you can renew yourself. Va'ata. And where do we see in the Torah HaKadosha that va'ata is a lashon of tshuva? Says the Medrash from this pasuk, Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Asher Me'imach Kim Liyira. So Va'ata is a lashon of tshuva. Va'ata now. So the obvious question is that in the pasuk of Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Asher Me'imach Kim Liyira, there's no remiss to tshuva. It talks about Yira. Yira Shemayim. Then comes Ava, L'leches B'trocha, V'lavoid. But where's there remiss the pasuk about tshuva? And Bechlal, why tak is Va'ata a lashon of tshuva, that all over, whenever it says Va'ata, which means now, it means tshuva. What is the nekuda that a person, what's the nekuda in Yirah Shemayim that a shaykh is the tshuva, that's a Va'ata, you can redo yourself, you can restart, you can refresh yourself. Is the chayra the pshat in this medrash? Is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we spoke about once? So we're in the pasuk of Ma Hashem Elokecha Shel Me'imach Kim Liyira. Does it talk about tshuva? It's very interesting. If you go back to the Rashi in Ekev, Rashi says it came out mefurish. Rashi says, what's va'ata? What's the now? So Rashi in Ekev that it's referring to. Rashi says, Afal pisha sisim kol zeis oidenu rachma v'chibase alechem mikom ashechatosem lefonov ein esher mechem kim liyira. Rashi says it's taka going on a veris. The mitzvata mo Hashem alakech asher mechem kim liyira is a response to now that you messed up and you did so many averis, so now the eitzah to do is now the eitzah is have yir shemaim. So it's kind of foolish in the Rashi like the Medrash in Tehillim. That the Yira of what does the Eibishter want from you? He wants Yira Shemayim as a response to Averis. It's Saka Tshuva. But the Shaila is, what does Tshuva have to do with Yira Shemayim? Yira Shemayim is Yira Shemayim, but why is Yira Shemayim Tshuva? Why is that Tshuva? So Chayra, and the big Yisoid over here, which encompasses all our Avoid in the coming weeks and the days of Rotsin and the opportunities that we have here. This is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, a pasuk, Ashrei Ish Yorei Es Hashem. praiseworthy is somebody who has Yerushalayim. Frag the Gemara, ish v'lo isha, a man has to have Yerushalayim, not a lady. Says the Gemara, no, that's not what it means. Ashrei mi, Amar Rav, ashrei mi sha'ose tshuva kishuhu ish. Praiseworthy is a person who does tshuva kishuhu ish. What does ish mean? What does tshuva mean? Says Rashi, when you're a bocher. Bekoiche, when you still have koiches, kaloyma memar lahakir boiroi koidin vezik, there's a whole shit klali here. The Gemara says, what does it mean, ashrei ish yoris Hashem? Only a man has Yerushalayim, not a lady. The Gemara says, no, it means something else. It means praiseworthy is somebody who does tshuva when you're still an ish. What's an ish mean? A young man. And what does tshuva have to do with young and old? That's what bothered Rashi. Says Rashi, you're memar lahakir boiroi. You're able to recognize that there's a boire, even though you're b'chol koicha, you're a bacher. I want to explain what this Rashi says. What Rashi's saying over here is that a person, let's say, who's an old man, right? Like a person like myself, old man, okay? So, it's not so hard to recognize there's a boire elam. It's difficult. But you know, there's a boire elam, you get up, you come, you go, you get out of your seat, you sit down, you get up. It's not so simple. But a bacher, who's b'koichoi, I'm quoting Rashi, he forgets that there's Eibishta. I know some people who are not bachrim who are also b'koichoi, but most of the younger light here already are shvach. That's what you all tell me, that you don't have koichos. Frequent phone calls. But a bachr, I mean, state in Rashi, a mori de gazach, you hear? In this Rashi state, a kama v'kama, Chidushim Yisoidimoid. First of all, state in this Rashi that tshuva means Mimar Lahakir as Boyer. What does it say? Ashrei Misha Oise Tshuva Kishuhu Ish. Rashi says Lahakir as Boyer. State in Rashi that the essence of tshuva is to recognize that there's a Boyer Oilov. Lahakir as Boyer. That's Aleph. The essence of tshuva is to recognize that there's an Ebishta. And it's very hard to do when you're b'chol kaychus. Because the person thinks that I'm okay, I'm beseder. But the pasuk doesn't say lahakir as boyer. The pasuk says yorei es Hashem. Shteito that Yerushalayim means makir as boyer. Yerushalayim means I recognize that there's a boyer olam. Now you'll all ask and say an obvious question, which I want to explain. Makir as boyroi? Is anybody here in the room that's not makir that there's an Ebishta? What do you mean makir as boyroi? You know, what do you believe in? Evolution? You're progressive? What does it mean that you makir as boyroi? It's a big darga that's called Ashrei Ish Yorei Es Hashem that memar lahakir as boyroi. So I want to tell you something, that the Lashon of lahakir as boyroi is the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kivon shenigmal eson zu. He talks about Avraham Avinu. When he's a little kid, he was 3 years old. He started to declare. He started to believe in the Eibishter. Who's running the world, etc., etc. He took on the whole world and he started to fight with everybody. V'chulu. Then the Rambam says, Uben aboyim shana hikir Avram as boyroi. But when he turned 40, he was makir as boyroi. Now, all the stories learned about in Pre-1A, about the Getchka store and breaking it up, he was a little kid. He was a few years old. That's not called Makir as Boyer. Avolbe writes at one of the places, that means for 37 years, he was upgrading, until he got to Makir as Boyer. That's not Avraham Avinu that you learned about in the Cheder. Makir as Boyer. 37 years he was omel and he was misagea and he had ups and downs. And then he got to a dagger called Makir es Boyroi. Makir, I recognize the Eibishter. I'm hamish with the Eibishter. Says Rashi, tshuva means mimaher lahakir es Boyroi. And that's Yerushalayim. Ashrei ish, yorei es Hashem. Ashri Misha Isa Chuva Kishu Ish. Says Rashi Bekoichem Ma'al Hakras Boiroi. So Chuva is Ma'al Hakras Boiroi, and that's called Yerushalayim. This Yisoid that Chuva means that you live with the cognizance that there's an Eibishta. That's what Chuva means. So we know that Chuva means going back to the Eibishta. What does it mean going back to the Eibishta? It means going back to the awareness, lahakir as boiroi. I go back to the matzah that I recognize the Eibishta. It's a Mefurash Rambam in three places. Three places. The Rambam says, in Perek Sheni, Hilchos Chuva, Ezu Chuva Gemura, what's called Chuva. Says the Rambam, the famous Rambam, that a person who did a Gefer L'Chaveira, he has the same opportunity, he has the same koiches, it's the same place. And he's in the full koiches of B'koyach Gufoy. V'loy Ovar, Zeh Abal Chuva Gemura. Then the Rambam says, Amavol D'Gazach, says the Rambam. V'husha Shlema Omar, that's what Shlema Melech said, Z'chores B'yracha B'mei B'chur Asacha. That's what Shlema Melech meant, remember the Eibishto when you're in good shape. Avushtei Zegin Tshuva. The Pasuk says, Z'chor B'yracha. State in the Rambam, Mamish like the Rashi. Rashi says, Makir is Boyra means Tshuva. And Rashi says, when you're a Bachar and it's hard, says the Rambam, that where did Shlomo Melech say, do tshuva when you're in the full koiches? He brings a pasuk ke'elis. Zechor is b'yracha. Where does anything about tshuva? Does the guy remember? No, that's tshuva. That's tshuva gemura. You remember there's an Eibishta, but the Rambam says worse. The Rambam says, and even if you're a professional sinner, and you never did tshuva your whole life, and you're about to die, and you're on Yom HaMisa, there's still hope for you. Brings a pasuk that even if you're about to die, b'yom hamisa, miklal shem zocha boiroi v'shav kodesh amos, if you remember that there's an eibishta, and then you died, nizlach loy. Yeah, I said, no. Talking about a guy who didn't do tshuva gemura, b'chol koichoi, when he had the opportunity. He continued doing aveiros ha'chatom, ad yom maisoi. And then at the last second, Zocha Boira, he remembered that there's an Eibishta, that there's a Bashefer, Nislach Loi. State on the Rambam that Zocha Boira is the essence of Tshuva. You remember that there's an Eibishta. So you could understand that the word is, it's a tool. Zocha Boira. There's a third Rambam. The Rambam says that even though Tkiyah Shofar is a mitzvah, but there's a remez. What is it? Wake up. Ur Yishein Mishanaschem, wake up from your slumber. V'chazru b'tshuva v'zochru b'achem, do tshuva. And remember there's a boirei. Hear Rambam? Wake up from your slumber and from your sleep. And remember that there's a boirei. Listen to the Rambam. Those who forget the emes with the narishkeit of the time. Sheikhim what? The emes that he just said. And what's the emes he said a second ago? Zichru b'rachem. He just said, you forgot the Eibishta, so now remember him. I'll tell you what the Pashav Shah and the Rambam, all these Rambams is. Tshuva means you go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that the Eibishta is present in your mind. So you'll ask me, what's that have to do with chatoyim and averus? Because the act of an avera is ejection of the Eibishta from my life. And when a person does tshuva, the act of tshuva is bringing the Eibishta back as a dominant figure and a reality in my life. Do tshuva, and then zichru b'racha, remember the Eibishta. And the Rambam's hinting at us, that the Havle Azman, the ikker damage of the narishkeit of the havolim of the Zman, is that we forget that there's an Eibishta. We're distracted. Sheichachim as a emes. Remembering that there's a boirei brings the Eibishta as a real force back in our lives, that's tshuva. Ad kedei kach that the Rambam says that this professional sinner who never did tshuva in his life, who never used the opportunity, and on the Yom HaMisa he remembered that there's a Bashef, he remembered that there's an Eibishter, nislach loy, that's tshuva. Shtein the Rambam word for word, like Rashi, that tshuva is makir is boiroi. And not just as a tool, but as a state of being, that a person went back to the Eibishter means that you remember constantly that there's an Eibishter. So now we understand. Va'ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shel Mimcha, says Chazal, it's the pasuk of tshuva. Where's the tshuva over there? Because it says Yira. It says Yira. Yira means Makir es Boiroi. How do I know that? Rashi says Ashrei Ish Yori Es Hashem, says Rashi, means Mar Lahakir Boiroi, says Rashi. And the Gemara says that's tshuva. So va'ata ma Yisrael ma Hashem akach shem chim li yira is tshuva, because yira is makir as boiroi. A person lives with the concept that he was created, that he was a nivra, that there's an eibishta. That's called going back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's yira. That's tshuva. That's what tshuva is. Tshuva is yira, because yira is makir as boiroi. Makir as boiroi is tshuva, and tshuva is yira. And that's the emes of pshat. And I want to suggest something lemaisa for the next 2 weeks. Everyone gives eitzah. Some also give eitzah. Chazal darshan from the pasuk of Va'ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shel Mimach Kiim Liyiro. Chazal darshan Al Tikri Mo Elamei. Chazal darshan that a person should make meya brachas b'chol yom. It's not the only place in the Torah which says the lashon of Mo. Chazal darshan from this pasuk meya brachas. Chazal Gemara Menachas. Why out of all places the Chazal darshan over here? The answer is because this pasuk of Liyira means makir es boiroi. And when a person says meya brachas bekavana bechol yom, he's makir es boiroi. By the way, it's a little bit pathetic that less than meya brachas bechol yom, we don't remember the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like we have Alzheimer's. You made a bracha, and you forgot the Eibishter. Another bracha. You forgot the Eibishter again. Noch a bracha. Chazal are telling us, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shom Chokim Liyir Al Tikri Mo Lemei. Chazal said a tool. Chazal HaKadoshim were Megala, a tool, how to make the Eibishter a real force in your life. Al Tikri Mo Lemei. It's a chiyuv. Baruch Ato Hashem. The Eibishter is a real thing. A makir es boiroi. We have very powerful havle azman. Chazal knew there's a lot of havle azman, and we forget the Eibishter so quickly. So between Nesin Lasech Vivina and the afterwards, we're already out. Then we go back in. We come back out. We go back in. Nacham Baruch Ata Hashem. Meir brachas b'choyim. You need 100 brachas a day to remember that there's an Eibishter. But that's why Chazal learned it out of this pasuk, because Chazal taught us that there's a tool called Makir as Boiroi, there's a tool called Meir Brachas B'chol Yom that says, we anyway make Meir Brachas B'chol Yom, plus minus. A person says, Baruch At Hashem, you the Eibishter, the source of brachas. That means his, if we think for a second what we're saying, we're recognizing that you are the Eibishter. The Eibishter is a Mitzias. Chazal said, that's Yira. You'll ask a Kasha and say, what does brachas have to do with yira? Brachas ava, because yira means makir es boiroi. That's what yira means. Ashrei ish yorei es Hashem emar lahakir boiroi. Yira means makir es boiroi. The yira is a derivative of makir es boiroi. So meya brachas b'chol yom is an active yira. Where's the yira? With the yira sa'inish, yira sa'roimimos. The answer is no, but it's makir es boiroi. That's the defining state of the relationship between Yisrael and the Eibishter. Zoicher es boiroi, do tshuva, and then what will be? The marvel of the Rambam. Chizru b'tshuva, and then you remember the Eibishter. And what's that for? That's Yiddishkeit. That's Yiddishkeit. Memshonim, hikir avrom es boiroi. That's Yiddishkeit. That's Yiddishkeit, that's all. You remember the Eibishter. And Chazal, in their great vision, knew that less than 100 times a day we're going to forget the Eibishter. So they gave us a tool called Baruch Atah Hashem. Moira Boisai. That's the reason why Rosh Hashanah is the first 2 days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Where's the tshuva? The answer is very simple. The entire Rosh Hashanah davening from beginning to end is Chein Tein Pachtecha Akol Masecha. You're the Eibush that you created the world. Eimoscha Akol Masecha Barosa. Yerucha Kol Amasim Yishtachavu Lufanecha Kol Habruyim. You were created. By the way. V'yeda kopol ki ata pealta. It's a mavel tikazach. I think about it every year. Meloicha kol ha'olam kulei b'chvoidecha. V'inoseh kol ha'aretz b'karecha. V'hoifa b'hadar goyin uzecha ko yesh v'yseva latzecha. Malchius! And then what will be? V'yeda kopol ki ata pealta v'yovin kol yitzur ki ata yitzartai. We'll remember that there's an Eivishta. So when we clear away all the junk and we say you're the melech, all the Havle Hazman, the Rambam called it junk. What's the end game? The end game is, V'yeda kopol ki'ata palta. I know that there's an Eibishta. That's the end. That's the Shlemus. Then we reach the goal. That's the Yisoid. Of course, Rosh Hashanah is Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Tshuva is Makir as Boiroi. Tshuva takes us back to the correct place of defining and redefining our relationship with the Eibishter. Precisely to get to that place again that we live with the Eibishter as a reality. That's tshuva. That takes us back to the place where we belong, as that's the correct look at the Bria. The whole Rosh Hashanah davening from beginning to end. From beginning to end is one Zchor as Boiracha, Makir as Boiroi, as a living mitzias in our lives. So our avoid of hachanah, of course it's from the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's tshuva. Afterwards, you have to do the other pratim of tshuva to clean up the mess from the previous year. But the act of tshuva is the yeder kopol ki ata pialta v'yovin ko yitzur ki ata yitzata. That's the result. That's the end game. That's where we're heading. That's what we're striving for. So imagine that if in the next 2 weeks we say meyer brochus b'chol yoyim with a baruch, with an ata, with Hashem, with Elokeinu, with a Melech HaOlam, tens of times a day, that the Eibishter becomes a reality back in our lives, that's Tachon of Rosh Hashanah. Va'ata mo, Hashem shoyel me'imach kiim li'ira. What's the Eibishter? Va'ata Yisrael mo, Hashem lekecha shoyel me'imach kiim li'ira. Kiim. That's the key to everything. To bring the Eibishter back into our lives of Zechoz Beracha, Ashrei Ish Yori Es Hashem. That's the Aleph Beis of Tshuva. If there's Rishos, I want to end off with one more aspect of coming back to the Eibishter. We say in the Bracha of Tshuva Shmona Esrei, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soiro Secha. What's the pshat? We talk, Tshuva means to come back to the Eibishter. What does it have to do with Torah? Torah is the biggest mitzvah, the most important aspect of Avodas Hashem. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soiro Secha. Karveinu Makeinu L'Avodas Secha. V'achizveinu B'Tshuva Shleimu L'Fanecha. So there's a Mori de Gazach. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, which is the pasuk of tshuva. Rachatsu, rinse yourselves, wash yourselves. Hizaku, purify yourselves. Hasiru royam al aleichem. Three stages of tshuva. Rachatsu, wash. Hizaku, purify. And hasiru, take away your averes. Zokte targum on rachatsu. Tuv la'iraisa, go back to Torah. Yeraisa? The first step in tshuva is go back to Torah. That's what Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soiro Secha is. Go back to Torah. Why? The Ramban says in Parashas Vayeschanan, on the pasuk of Va'osei Tavoid, he brings a Sifri. The Sifri says, Va'osei Tavoid means Avdeyu Bebeis HaMikdash, Bemikdashoi, serve him in the Beis HaMikdash, Avoidu b'toyrosoi, and serve him with your Torah. There are two ways to serve Hashem, through Torah and the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Ramban, and the same way you understand that the Va'isei Tavoidu in the Mikdash is that you're serving in the base of Mikdash, which is Lifnei Hashem, the Dorshu Oid Avoidu B'Tayrosoi Lilmoi Torah V'Lahagos Bo, to learn Torah and to fatifsach in it. V'gam Hi Avoidu Lefonov. That's also called doing an Avoid in front of the Eibishter. Ehet Amaisa? Va'isei Tavoid. Zokter Abban Vaisitah means serve the Eibishter Lefonov, in front of him. So the Beis Hamikdash, I understand. Avoid the Mikdash, avoid the Bitarosos, Lefonov, says Ram. No, that's also Lefonov. That's in front of the Eibishter. When you're learning Torah, you're standing in front of the Shechina. So the general act of tshuva is Makir as Boiroi, Zechor Baracha. But the first step in going back to it, so the Rambam says that the end of tshuva is to get to Zechor Baracha, that you put the Eibishter back in your life. That's Me'a Brachas B'chol Yoyim, Ashri Yish Yori Es Hashem. But the first step in bringing the Eibishter back into your life is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha Tuvla Raisa, because Torah is Avdei Olefonov. Torah is you're serving in the Beis HaMikdash, you're serving the Eibishter in front of him. He's there with you. When you're learning the Gemara, when you're learning the Rashi, Tosis, you're serving the Eibishter Lefonov, like you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash today. You can serve the Eibishter Lefonov. That's the first step in bringing the Eibishter back into your life. That's the Pshat in Shmoneh Esrei. If tshuva means to bring the Eibishter back, let this girl boy roy. So what's the first step in that? Tuvla Raisa, go back to Torah, because Torah is Lefonov, Torah is the Eibishter. That's the first step of bringing the Eibishter back as a reality in your Metzias, in your life. Then Korveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, and then V'achzireinu B'tshuva Lefanecha. The Rambam says that the Nekuda which offsets Zichru B'irachas Havle Hazman, Hevel V'rik. There never was a time in history that there was so much Hevel V'rik outside of this room. There was so much Havle Hazman. I want to share with you Hargosha. Hevel means Hadir. Havle Hazman, Hevel V'rik, it's nothing. That nothingness is a stira to Zechor Baracha. The Rambam says that. It's a stira to living with the Eibishter. We live with other things, with other agendas. The first act in detaching ourselves from Havle Hazman, which is causes a person to forget the Eibishter, is to go back to Torah. The detachment from Havle Hazman, from Narishkeit, from Hevel, Varik. That's the first step. Because the goal of the tshuva is to get to a state of Zechor Baracha L'Hakir Boiroi, to bring the Eibishter as a reality in our lives. Me'a Brachos B'chol Yoyim. Va'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem L'Kech Hashem V'chokim L'Yira. But the Havle Hazman distract us. They Poshik cause us to forget that there's an Eibishter. So what's the first step? The first step is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sar Yisrael. Go back to Torah. You'll detach yourself from the Havle Hazman, from the Narishkeit. Then you'll be able to remember that there's an Eibishter. Without that, you're still in Havle Hazman. I had a Hargosha. We say in Davening, we call her Risha Kula Ka'oshon Tichle. The whole Ra will disappear like smoke. It won't collapse. It won't break. It will disappear. There's nothing there. Garnished, optical illusion, distortion. In order for the Ra to disappear, Ka'oshon, we have to recognize that it's Oshon, that it's Havle Hazman, that it's Hadir. And when we recognize that it's all Shtusim, it's all Narishkeit, this and that, and Yena and Jen, it's all Havle Hazman. It's Havle Hazman, so it's Taka Hevel, it's Hadir, it disappears. The call of Isha, Kula Ka'oshon Tichle. Coming after, we live in trying times. I know it sounds like a cliche. We live in trying times, in Ruchnius and in Gashmius. Kleisel's under attack from many areas. And as we come to the new year, and the Shana Teva, a year of new opportunities, new challenges, Yiddishkeit means Uben Aboim Shana Hikir Avrom Es Boiroi. And we detach ourselves from the Havle Hazman, and we go back to Torah. And we remember that there's an Eibishter. Stein Rama v'nislach loy. It's so hard to remember the Eibishter, but it's also so easy. Everybody, yes. Yeah, Meir Brochus. Bring the Eibishter back into your life. And then we can detach ourselves from the Hevel V'Rik, and we'll be Zeichet to see Be'inenu, Kol Arisha Kula Kashan Tichla. And we should be Zeichet to be Nichtam V'Nechtam, Sifron Shatzadikim Gemurim, you and your families, and all our families. Everybody should be benched with everything they need. Beruchni is a begashmius, that we shouldn't get distracted by the amount of nonsense that's around us, the amount of distractions that we're drowning in. And with that, we'll be able to march together, all of us, standing high, to be makabel pnei Mashiach tzidkenu, b'mheiru v'yameinu, achsiva v'achasima toiva, and agut gebenzjor.